Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
So I'm back to the velvet.
Stevie Nicks, ladies and gentlemen, bring us back. One of the great singer-songwriters of our time. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Walter Kieschel III is our guest, folks. Walter is a longtime Brain Trust member, the author of The Lords of Strategy, former managing editor of Fortune Magazine. Walter, thanks again for being here. We're talking about making sure that you don't lose sight of the founding principles of your business. Why did you start this thing in the beginning? And after you've grown a little bit and matured, the company's matured, and you've got more people and more layers of management, that kind of thing, as you get bigger, or as you anticipate getting bigger, you know, is it time to come back to the mothership? Is it time to come back to the headwaters, right, Walter, and say, okay, if we've wandered off course, was it the right thing to do? Have we wandered off course? And if we have, did we do it with intention, or was it some accident that could turn into trouble?
Yes, exactly. And then also look at two things. Was our original intent still valid? Is it still a good idea for today? And then secondly, as you were suggesting, how do we adapt that for the modern means or the new ways of doing business around that?
And communicate that to our people. Get that out to people.
Communicate that to our people. That's really essential. And that, as you were talking about what you do, where you, every time you hire somebody or bring a new employee in, you know, sit them down, tell them the story, but kind of communicate the original vision to them, make it clear to them. I think that's really important to do, and it also gives you some criteria for hiring people. As you talk about that in an interview, you see whether people resonate with that mission or whether they kind of roll their eyes or not interested.
And then, you know, Walter, one of the things you and I have done over the years is we've talked to a lot of corporate CEOs, and one of the constant laments that I get from the people at the top of these companies over the years has been how frustrating it is for them to push their vision out to the last mile of their company.
That
founding principle, communicating that vision, and keeping it resonating and pure and strong all the way out every day to the last mile. That's the CEO's challenge, isn't it?
It is. They have to give 1,000 speeches sometimes before people start. I mean, the same speech 1,000 times. Mm-hmm. But there are ways you can also get around that or reinforce it. I'm a real believer in mission statements, but short, crisp ones that you can put on a card that you can laminate and put in every employee's pocket. But they can't just be garbage. We're going to be the best in this business. They have to say what you're going to do. We're going to be the best industrial fastener company in North America. But they also should say what we're not going to do. We are not going to get into customer office.
We're not going to abuse our customers.
Yeah, right. You know, ideally, the companies that I've known that have most successfully executed their strategy over a period of years have been ones where you could go to the lowest level employee, wake him or her up in the middle of the night, shine a flashlight in his or her eye, and say, what is the purpose of the XYZ corporation?
And they could do it.
And they could do it. And they say, well, that's clear.
Remember when Sam Walton was alive? They never knew when he was going to pull up in his truck to a store.
True.
And walk
true.
In a store out in flyover America. And just the idea that Sam might come walking into one of our stores, that was a time when Walmart, the people there, they were excited to work there.
I remember that. Yes, absolutely.
Ray Kroc used to do something similar to his McDonald's stores.
Exactly.
And the point I want to get to here is MBWA. If you've got a business, management by walking around, go out on the dock and say, hey, guys, are we loving up our customers today? What are we doing here?
Exactly.
And give that speech 1,000 times.
Exactly so. That's maybe the most critical role that a CEO can perform. And then you'll also, at the end of the speech, you want to take questions. because that's going to how you're going to find out what's really going on out on the frontiers of your business. And then you feed that back into the corporate intelligence or the central headquarters.
Mm-hmm. Well, this you know, and we keep talking about the CEO, and this is something that we should revisit, and that's the fact that part of my job here is to remind small business owners that there is a role for the CEO in their company. You and I have talked about this. And it's not a 24/7 role in most small businesses, because you got to go be the manager part of the time, or you might even have to take a shift if somebody didn't show up.
Make a few donuts yourself.
But
right.
But in any given month, there's got to be a certain number of hours dedicated to the CEO role.
Exactly right. And I think that some of the minutes in those hours can be looking back on, well, what did I originally set out to do for this business? Mm-hmm. What animated me? What gave me energy? Why did I want to do this? And I'm still in touch with that.
Can I offer a suggestion about how we find out if we're running off the rails?
Please.
If what you did in the beginning was fun, and you're not having fun now, you probably run off the rails. What do you think? Last thoughts.
I think that's true. I remember talking to a psychologist who was counseling CEO types who had retired or were just burned out. And these were really dead-end cases, people who had no enthusiasm for anything. And I said, well, how would you help them? And he said, well, one of the things we did in a lot of cases was asking them to go back in their lives, sometimes mm-hmm. to their adolescence or their childhood, about the things that they were most enthusiastic about or gave them mm-hmm. energy. One case mm-hmm. was a guy who
Walter, I've got to stop because we got to go for this hour. Thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Pleasure.
TheLordsOfStrategy.com. That's his website. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.